Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The transition to a new president and a new team to lead our country is in process. However, Joe Biden will not step into the White House until January. And in the meantime, there's work to be done. The federal government will shut down on December the 11th unless Congress passes legislation to fund and keep our government operating. And also, there's still some hope that along with that bill, the Congress will include some money to support those unemployed and suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. Other unfinished business? Well, what about China? President Trump has challenged China's trade policies and policies of international dominance. And now other countries in Europe, Asia, around the world, they may be ready to join with us and demand reform. Did you know that China is designated as a developing country by the World Trade Organization, and therefore China is authorized to use more subsidies and distort world trade? And that's outrageous. I'm not sure that Trump's tariffs and trade war are the best way to hammer China into line, but we did get their attention. And now maybe with the support of other developed countries, we can get China to play by some new rules. Speaking of new rules, we need some new rules for EPA. They need to stop giving special favors to small refineries. The Renewable Fuel Standard requires that 15 billion gallons of ethanol must be blended. Well, maybe President Biden could get that done. We can only hope that President Biden will keep the pressure on the member nations of NATO to pay their agreed share of the cost. That share is 2% of their nation's GDP, and only 10 member nations out of 30 are paying that. I'm afraid that President Trump's initiative on cutting regulations will be turned back by the new president, and that could be very costly to our country and to the food and ag industry. I can just imagine government regulations telling us how to run our farms. And finally, who will be our next Secretary of Agriculture? Well, let's just hope that it is someone with close ties to rural America and farmers. And next week, Randy Russell, a close friend, a respected ag advisor here in Washington, D.C., will deliver the commentary. And I'm John Block from Washington.